From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish media has reported that Turkey has detained four Iraqis in connection with a security threat to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. Jeff Custer has more.
The reports came as the U.S. Embassy said it was closed Monday due to a, quote, security threat. Turkish media said the four Iraqis who had been linked to Islamic State were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. In 2013, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, killing himself and a Turkish security guard on duty. Turkey suffered a number of attacks linked to Islamic State in 2015 and 2016. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Italy faces a prolonged period of instability after voters delivered a hung parliament in Sunday's election. Voters spurned the traditional political parties in favor of anti-establishment and far-right groups. Reporter Matthew Laratonda has more.
Five Stars emerged as the single largest party, which pollsters did see coming, and they're followed by the far-right party called the League. Both have anti-EU views, and the value of the euro dipped as the polls were released. No single party or standing coalition has enough votes to rule unchallenged.
The news also forced financial markets to open lower on Monday and remained volatile. A war monitoring group says at least 50 people have been killed in government shelling and airstrikes on the eastern Ghouta suburbs of the Syrian capital. The latest violence on Monday came as UN relief convoys delivered humanitarian aid to residents stranded in the besieged region. Activists and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the daily humanitarian pause to the fighting passed a week ago have not been enforced. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday appeared to suggest that Canada and Mexico could win exemptions to his planned sweeping tariffs on steel and aluminum if the two countries sign a new NAFTA trade deal and take other steps. He made the comments as the United States, Canada, and Mexico were wrapping up their latest round of talks on revamping the 1994 NAFTA deal. As the world shares dipped again, partly on concerns that Trump's tariff plan could spark a global trade war. Monday marked the beginning of the annual meetings by China's top legislature. VOA's Bill Ide reports that Premier Li Keqiang didn't mention a proposed constitutional amendment in his remarks that could make Xi Jinping president for life.
The party says the proposal to scrap the two-term limit on the president's time in office was a response to calls from across the country and party cadres. Delegates to the Congress will discuss proposed amendments on Wednesday, and a final vote will be held this coming Sunday. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
The head of the United Nations agency monitoring Iran's nuclear deal with the U.S. and five other nations says Tehran is implementing its end of the agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA.
As of today, I can state that Iran is implementing its nuclear-related commitments. It is essential that Iran continues to do so. If the JCPOA were to fail, it would be a great loss for nuclear verification and multilateralism.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukiya Amano said that his inspectors have access to all the locations they needed to visit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump to explore ways to thwart Iranian military advances in the Middle East. However, also on Monday, a third former aide agreed to turn state's witness and testify against the Israeli leader in a series of scandals. Isha Sarai has the details.
Police confirmed that longtime Netanyahu family spokesman Nir Hefetz had agreed to turn state's witness, but would not elaborate further because a gag order has been imposed on the case. Israeli media reported that he signed the agreement in return for full immunity. The prime minister has denied wrongdoing, saying he is the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Zambia on Monday widened its ban on processed meat imports from South Africa to include dairy products, vegetable, and fruits in the wake of a deadly listeria outbreak. The World Health Organization said the South African listeria outbreak is the largest ever recorded. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.